Thank you. I would like to take this opportunity to invite each and every one of you to the services of the Independence Baptist Church. If you're looking for a church that preaches the old-time gospel message right out of the King James Bible, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. I'll be glad to talk with you about any question that you have, and I know that if you're looking for the answer from the Bible, you will be satisfied with that answer. This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of John chapter 11 and verse 25 and speak on the subject, I am the resurrection and the life. John 11:25 states, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. The context of the text this morning is concerning the death of Lazarus. Lazarus is the brother of Mary and Martha. Jesus, when he had heard of the sickness of Lazarus, purposely waited until Lazarus died to come to Mary and Martha. Jesus wanted the people of that day to understand that He is the resurrection and the life. And Jesus Christ wants us today to understand that Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. Jesus wants us to understand that though we die, we shall live because of Him. God wants us to understand, God wants us to know and not have any doubts at all, that even after a person dies physically, they continue to live because there is hope in the resurrection. When Christ gave instructions to the people there to remove the stone from the tomb that Lazarus had been laid in, he was told, Lord, we can't do this because Lazarus stinks. He's been dead 4 days. Everybody knew and understood that. The body was beginning to decay, but God wants us to understand that even though the body decays, goes away, and returns unto dust from whence it came, there is still a resurrection. Jesus states in the book of John 11, verse 25, when he states, I am the resurrection and the life, Jesus is actually saying, I am the author, I am the cause of the resurrection. The resurrection depends upon my power and my will. It may be said that I am the resurrection itself. When Jesus states, I am the resurrection and the life, it is the most expressive way of saying that the whole doctrine of the resurrection came from Him and that the whole power to effect the resurrection is in Jesus Christ. This is in effect saying that salvation is absolutely of Jesus Christ. It is not of works, lest any man should boast. Notice that Jesus is saying that He is able to raise men from physical death, just as Jesus Christ is able to save people that are dead in trespasses and in sins, so is He able to raise people that are physically dead. Jesus will prove by raising Lazarus from the dead that He is the Son of God, that He does have the power of death, hell, and the grave, that He has the keys of life, and that He has the keys of death, that He is actually God, not only the Creator, but also the Savior of the entire world. There's many people today who believe that everybody who dies will find comfort after death. Now, that's just simply not so. The fact is that there are many, many people that go to hell when they die, and there is no comfort in hell at all. Do you remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus? The rich man did not find comfort after his death, but said, I am tormented in this flame. The rich man desired that Father Abraham would send Lazarus with just one drop of water to place on his tongue. But he did not get just one drop of water. There is absolutely no comfort, no relief for the person who goes to hell. For the person who does not trust Jesus Christ, there is no comfort, not in this world, nor in the world to come. Notice, the rich man did not go to hell because he was rich. And Lazarus did not go to heaven because he was poor. There is no virtue in poverty nor in riches. The rich man went to hell because he did not trust Jesus Christ as his own personal Savior. The rich man knew the gospel story. The rich man knew what it would take to be saved, but he simply refused to trust Jesus Christ. You remember when the rich man was in hell that he asked Father Abraham to send Lazarus back to preach the everlasting gospel to his five brothers. The rich man knew what it would take to find salvation. The rich man understood what it took, but he did not take the time while he was alive to trust Jesus Christ. He had rather take care of all the concerns of this life rather than take care of eternal concerns. And the rich man died and went to hell. Lazarus did not go to heaven because he was poor, but Lazarus had nothing else to trust in. Lazarus had nothing to rely upon or to take up his time. And so he trusted Jesus Christ and he was saved. Think of this, folks, as we think on this point, that many people believe that everybody who dies finds comfort after death. It's simply not so. Remember Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and verse 14. Jesus stated, "Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." I wish I could tell you today that everybody that dies goes to heaven, but it's simply not so. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 14, "Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." I would say unto you today that there's few people that's even seeking the right way. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." It is not through our good works. It is not through our membership in the church or all the good things that we might do, but it is rather through the shed blood of Jesus Christ that people enter into heaven. You see, we have nothing to brag about. But we can brag about Jesus Christ, who is our life. He is the one that is the resurrection. Remember this. In the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23, Jesus says this also, "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." You see, no person will enjoy the resurrection of everlasting life who depends upon their own works to get them everlasting life. Only people who completely trust Christ and His righteousness will enjoy the resurrection of everlasting life. Jesus is the resurrection. He is the life. There is no good that we could ever do because we're sinners in the sight of Almighty God. We may not look upon each other as sinners, but God looks upon all and says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And as long as you're trusting in your righteousness, you will never find the righteousness of Christ, because you have no need to. But those people that understand that they are unrighteous in the sight of a most holy God, they are the ones that Jesus Christ came to seek and to save. Jesus Christ did not come to call the righteous to repentance. Jesus Christ came to save sinners, and Jesus Christ will save sinners and can save sinners. Notice the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26 through verse 31. Paul writes, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." You see, folks, we have nothing to brag about. We're sinners in the sight of a most holy and righteous and sinless God. We glory in Jesus Christ and in him alone. You see, in verse 30 of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, here's what it says. "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." We are foolish, weak, base, and despised of this world. But God hath chosen sinners. God hath chosen us to confound the mighty and confuse the wise. Our confidence is in Christ, not in us, not in our works, not in our righteousness, not in the things that we do or the church that we have our membership in. Our hope is in Christ Jesus and his shed blood. I have nothing else. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 9 states that my salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. Notice John 11 verse 25. "Though he were dead, yet shall he live." Faith does not save us from temporal death or physical death, but faith in Christ saves us from eternal death. We have eternal life. Notice that God wants us to understand this vital truth that salvation is of the Lord and that after we're dead, we can trust Jesus Christ. Jesus himself raised himself from the dead while he was dead to show us that he can take care of us when we die. He is the life. He is the resurrection. He is our hope, and there is hope in none other. Notice in the book of John, chapter 5 and verse 25, Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." It must be noted at this point that when Jesus Christ raised Lazarus from the dead, he did not say with a loud voice, "Come forth." Jesus said with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." If Christ had not called only Lazarus, all the dead in Christ would have come forth, because even though the believers have physically died, they are still sheep, and they still hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 27 states, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Jesus Christ is the resurrection. He is the life, and all of those that believe in Jesus Christ, though they were dead, shall live because they're trusting Christ and none other. Well, I see that my time has slipped away from me again this morning. Before we close, we would like to remind you of the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our regular preaching service at 11. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock is our midweek Bible study. You can also check us out on the internet by going to independencebaptist.org. We have much information there concerning the things that we believe, preach, and practice at the Independence Baptist Church. If you have any questions or comments concerning the things that I've preached this morning, you can contact me by either writing to Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, or my email address is on our church's website. That's independencebaptist.org. I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of your questions, knowing that God is the one that has all answers. In the meantime, we do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.